Mike Tyson has been denied a Nevada state boxing license. After a three-hour hearing yesterday, the Nevada State Athletic Commission turned down Tyson's request by a vote of 4-1. That puts Tyson's heavyweight title fight with Lennox Lewis in doubt. The fight had been scheduled for April 6th in Las Vegas. Kevin Ioli of the Las Vegas Review-Journal attended yesterday's hearing. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why did the Nevada Athletic Commission reject Tyson's application?
I think they just couldn't be convinced that Mike Tyson would not have some other type of outburst. He's had so many outbursts following his last several fights, and they were concerned that a riot might occur after his fight in 1997 with Evander Holyfield. They actually had to close the casino at the MGM, and he's had subsequent incidents at virtually every fight since then.
Yeah, and that latest brawl has been on TV every morning.
Exactly, and even though the Tyson camp tried to portray that as a staged incident yesterday, it was clear the commission did not buy that.
Now, can't Tyson still get a boxing license in a different state or fight Lennox Lewis overseas?
If Tyson had been licensed in Nevada and the commission suspended his license yesterday, that would have been one thing. It would have been vastly different. The Association of Boxing Commissions then would have forced the other states to recognize it. But because he was applying for a license without having one, this is not binding on any other state.
Did Tyson have a reaction to the commission's decision?
He left before they actually announced their decision. He did say as he was leaving that Lennox is a coward, quote, "I'll fight him in the street." He was not happy, but did not have the type of outburst that you might have expected he would have.
Tyson has other troubles. Prosecutors in Las Vegas are considering filing rape charges against him based on the allegations of a local woman. How's that going?
Probably sometime early to mid-next week, the DA will make up his mind and make an announcement. We're hearing that the police are pushing very strongly for an indictment on that, and that could come down Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
Las Vegas stands to lose a lot of money in potential revenues from this fight.
Yeah, they were talking about this being $150 million, potentially a jolt for the economy even more. And certainly all the commissioners recognized that. They mentioned it during the hearing that they would be naive not to recognize how much it meant to the economy. But I think given the fact that Tyson's behavior has been so erratic, they couldn't risk at such a high-profile event licensing him and then having something happen.
You think you have trouble finding fights and licenses elsewhere?
I think he's going to have a great difficulty. Lennox Lewis came out with a statement after the hearing and said that Mike Tyson, in fact, had bitten him in the brawl last week and that he was not sure that he wanted to go ahead with the fight no matter what. I think that's going to weigh heavily on any other commission in the United States. I think that they would have great concern about licensing him, given A, the Nevada Commission's decision, and B, Lennox Lewis's statement. His best bet is going to be to go elsewhere in another country, but that's not going to be easy either.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Kevin Ioli is a reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal.